This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
The UN Security Council holding its quarterly meeting on another hot topic, the conflict between Israel and the Palestinians. But with U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley there, it's hardly business as usual. The forum used to be a regular bashing session against Israel, but Ambassador Haley is changing the tone, focusing on the bigger picture in the Middle East. Rick Leventhal is live at the UN with more. Rick?
Jenna, clearly the U.S. Ambassador to the UN, Nikki Haley, not satisfied with the status quo, trying to shake up the Security Council, including today's regularly scheduled quarterly debate on the Middle East, which is going on live right now as we speak. As you mentioned in the past, over the past 17 years, this debate, while it's focused on the Palestinian quest for independence, critics say it's also been an opportunity for opponents to gang up on Israel. And today, Ambassador Haley asked the 15 members of the Security Council to focus instead on state-sponsored terrorism as a great threat to peace and stability in the region, singling out Iran's support for Hezbollah, blamed for brutal attacks and instability in Lebanon, Syria, Iraq, and beyond.
If we are speaking honestly about conflict in the Middle East, we need to start with the chief culprit, Iran and its partner militia, Hezbollah. Iran and Hezbollah conspire together to destabilize the Middle East, and their actions are expanding.
Israel and the UK were among the predictable supporters of Haley's mission. China and Russia predictably resistant to shifting the focus.
We would like to express our categorical disagreement with the attempt to tailor this meeting to the domestic context and exclusively to American foreign policy focus.
Finding peace in the Middle East, obviously incredibly challenging, and so is finding agreement on the UN Security Council, but Ambassador Haley seems determined to get there. Jenna, we are still waiting for Iran to speak sometime this afternoon.
Well, Israel has to feel refreshed to at least feel like, okay, the United States is back on their side. We talked yesterday with Bradley Martin about the instance, particularly as it relates to Israel and Palestine and the things that are going on here that go back to the days of the PLO, the early days of the PLO and what they started doing. And that was rewarding terrorists. I mean, naming streets, giving their family money and this sort of thing. And depending on, if they did kill a Jew, they were rewarded. There was a bounty to this day. And, so there are inherent problems within the whole system that if you're not going to address those, how can you possibly talk about having peace in Israel, with Palestine? I mean, the Palestinians believe and they hold to this doctrine that is taught to them from birth, that the Jews are less than, that they stole the land from the Palestinians, and that the Palestinians have every right to, if they want to run them over, they want to kill them with knives or however way that they can possibly exterminate them, that is all acceptable. And meanwhile, the government is paying them and rewarding them to do so. Well, the old business principle of that you will do that which you get rewarded for is on full display here. But for some reason, politicians and bureaucrats cannot seem to understand that fundamental proposition. As long as the Palestinians continue to reward bad behavior, that is also getting into the way, just another way that it's compromising and making it impossible for peace to be achieved there on behalf of Israel and the Palestinians. But this is something that needs to be done within the Palestinians and needs to be worked out between the Palestinians and Israel. And that conversation, of course, is coming more and more to the front. I mean, you want to negotiate with somebody, but you're going to negotiate with somebody who says, hey, I don't even want you to be around, right, Scott?
Well, yeah, I was going to say that there's only one side that really needs to change right now. One side has said, hey, look, we're willing to look into the two-state solution, but you just have to concede that we can exist.
Yeah, what a novel concept, right? This is Bill Martinez. More to be discussed right after this. Stay with us. Lauren Kitchen's coming up next.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Wanted to, reinforce and give you all the information because we ran out of time in talking with Candy Cushman earlier about the Day of Dialogue, which is going to take place on April the 28th. You can go to the website dayofdialogue.com. What Focus on the Family has done in helping kids and I think families talk about some of these problems, this whole idea of tolerance. I mean, it's the left's kind of language. And let me bring Lolo on right now. Lauren Kitchen Stewart, she's national speaker, college professor. Lolo, we talk about tolerance, and when somebody talks about tolerance right there, I mean that really sends off the flags to say, okay, what's going to be intolerant? And if I have an opinion that doesn't go along with you, I guess that becomes intolerant, right?
This morning with one of my cousins, and we believe vastly differently. And she'll just come after me, but then if I stand up for myself with what I believe, it's a different story. But she'll preach tolerance, and she'll preach being politically correct. And I'm like, but if you're not tolerant, because if I don't believe what you believe, you come after me.
Right.
And so, I think anymore people don't know what tolerance means, what's okay, what's not okay. I think we're all kind of thrown, especially as Christians, going, okay, when does the line come where I'm forgiving and I'm trying to give people the benefit of a doubt and show grace and mercy? And then when should I stand and say, this is not okay? And that could apply to a lot of different topics.
Yeah,
and so I feel like sometimes as Christians, we're thrown as to how to handle that part of it. Do you know what I'm saying? Because we want most of all to be an example of Christianity. And that means having grace and mercy. But sometimes you shouldn't. So you have to weigh every situation out differently, I guess, and just pray about it.
Well, you got to know what you believe in, and I think this is what Focus on the Family is doing with the getting the conversation started with this Day of Dialogue on April the 28th of this year, next week, is that, hey, let's start the conversation because, to your point, I mean, it's one thing if you're an adult, because you and I sometimes throw things off one another and go, and I just ran into something, and this kind of is goofy, and it kind of knocked me off balance here. And you go, no, you're okay. I mean, this is, and we've had a chance to do that from time to time, which I appreciate. But what about young kids? What about Shani? I mean, what happens with her? when all of a sudden she's met up with somebody that's intolerant, but they say they're tolerant, and all of a sudden, you know, what do they do? And this is what's happening across our country, is there's a lot of young kids that are kicked out of the reindeer games. They're out of the sandbox, and now they're being made fun of, and you know as well as I do. I mean, it's one thing, the peer pressure that we had to deal with, but now it's peer pressure on steroids.
Yeah, it is. It's very devastating to watch, because I think when we grew up, you know, it still wasn't easy, even though it was the 60s and 70s, but seeing how they're dealing with, you know, so much coming at them. Matter of fact, with Channing, she's been to, and she's a great kid. I'm not just saying that because she's my child, but she's very loving, funny, tends to probably put up with more from other kids than she should. She is the one that she'll be friends with.
Because she takes after her mother, that's why.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, maybe a little bit, because it took me a long time to wake up and go, why does that person not have any other friends? Because they're mean. Don't be friends with them. You know, so I'll tell her. I'm like, Channing, get away from the bullies. You come home and go, Mom, they hurt my feelings. I'm like, okay, are there any nice kids in your class that are sweet and kind and friendly? Yes. Well, could you maybe hang out with them tomorrow? You know, so her heart is to even want to be there for the kids that might be kind of rough around the edges. But I mean, it's tough to know what to say, especially as a Christian mom, to her about how to handle these things. But we're teaching her now, even as a 7-year-old, what do you believe?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, let's talk about why you believe what you believe. You've got to be comfortable in that and not back down, because I had a conversation last night with a close friend who is a Christian, and she's like, yeah, but you know, I've talked to people, but I really don't want to get caught in the fray. And she goes, Lauren, I know it's because I want people to like me. And I'm like, but you can't, you know, the truth of what you believe is the truth. And we can talk about truth all day long and what is truth, but you have to stand by that.
Right.
You have to stand by that. You can do it in kindness, but I'm going to tell you, when people are coming against you and your truth, the last thing you're wanting to do is be kind. That heaping coals of kindness thing lately in the past year has been very hard for me. I don't know about y'all.
Well, you know, and you bring up
to my child is even harder.
Yeah, and you bring up a good point here, because I mean, away from all the fray and everything, it still comes down to the truth, because it is everything that the truth represents. As Jesus said, I mean, you know, we say it in such a way that it's so trite. Well, it'll set you free. What does that mean? It will set you free. If you really understand what it means to be set free, it's every good intention that the designer had for you to realize the very thing you're looking for. The purpose of your life is all in that truth. That's all in that freedom. But we say, oh, it'll set you free, and it sounds like a little trite saying. It's not so but
cliche.
It is very profound what it means to be free, which is the ultimate calling of all of God's creation, is that they would be free.
Well, be free from bondage and have peace.
Yes.
That when we know what we believe is the truth, we have peace, and that's what I keep having to remind myself. Lauren, don't be a reactor. When you know what you're believing is the Word of God and you're basing your beliefs on that, quit reacting. Be calm.
Yes.
And even though things are being thrown at you, you can respond and give information for why you believe what you believe, but don't take, you know, the lesser route of not being a quality person and fighting about it.
Mm-hmm. And
but,
like
I mean,
you
even
say,
though it doesn't matter. It's hard, though, not to do that, especially
right.
This day and age, if you're a powerful If you have a powerful voice and you have a passion for something, it's very hard to bite your tongue.
Exactly. Well, and that's the test there. Are we doing it out of love or out of ego? And that's the.
I've been the second a lot lately, sadly to say.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I'm going, wait a minute. This is what I find myself getting caught up in that. And that's not what I should be doing, but I don't think I'm the only one. I think a lot of our family out there listening, you feel the same, because every button in you has been pushed as of late.
Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes what happens is that if you go along, you're misrepresented. Your gospel, your message is misrepresented, because they say, well, I spoke with Lauren, and she seemed to go along with this, and that wasn't your heart whatsoever. You were being tolerant. You were trying to be loving as a loving Christian, but you were totally antithetical. Sometimes I have to say to people, look, you know my position. I want to make that clear. I'm listening to what you're saying. I'm not endorsing what you're telling me here. And I've had to learn through experience that I have to, you know, put that addendum or make sure that's clear in the conversation. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you know, they'd go around and say, "Whoa, Bill said it was okay."
Like, your addendum might be swept under the carpet anyway.
Oh, well, that's okay. But at least the statement is made there, okay?
Right.
I'm somewhat protected. Hey, the conversation continues. We got the Lolo Girl, Lauren Kitchen Stewart. It's a day in the life. Another one, yes, on Bill Martinez Live.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hey, diabetics.
Yeah, you.
Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescription so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Famous Footwear for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
You know that
stars.
Back with you, America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Lauren Kitchen Seward is with us. Lolo, a lot happened this week. I mean, it was incredible. I mean, you got O'Reilly out at Fox. A whole new era has started there. Tucker Carlson, they're hoping, will be able to fill the shoes. I'm not sure about the 5 at 9 o'clock, you know, some of the moves there. But, you know, hey, we'll see how it plays out. But it seems like there is, you know, some issues to deal with there at Fox. And you've got the younger Murdochs coming into play over the senior Murdoch. And I'm sure the senior Murdoch's seeing a lot of money being put on the line here, and the younger son's rolling some big dice here.
Well, I believe about $13+ million have been spent to try to get him in a better place with all this.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like this is the first encounter with Bill O'Reilly.
Well, this has been over the years, though. This has happened.
Right.
I mean, this wasn't just 2 weeks ago. This is like over, what, a 10, 12 years.
But see, a lot of people don't understand that. They don't understand this has been an issue. And, you know, it's hard to say because it's one person's word against another. And then sometimes you wonder with these people that are so bigger than life, I mean, is it a money thing? People want money, people want fame, or are these people really have a problem and need help? Mm-hmm. And you would think, though, that if somebody really was innocent, and this is a powerhouse person, that they would come out on the front line to say, I'm innocent, this did not happen, period. I think I've heard a little bit of that. But you know what I'm saying? I'm sure things have taken place. And I think with me in the workplace, because I've mainly worked with men most of my life in my career, and you know that, I'm such a sister type that men can probably tease with me more, and I just don't think anything about it in my personality. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there are exceptions to that rule, but I do see how women that are under a man as far as leadership, and, you know, if they're being groped on or things are being said to them that are inappropriate, you know, that has to stop. I mean, it has to stop. But you know what I'm saying? It's hard to tell in all this what is the truth, what really happened, what took place. I mean, I guess if it hadn't been so many situations, he would still be there. And the fact that it had been going on for such a long time, you really start to think, is he just an arrogant son of a gun? You know, what is it? Or does he have a serious problem? What's going on? I mean, what's your thought process as a man versus me as a woman? I'm curious.
Well, in observing this, I first of all, I was disappointed in the quote unquote Fox family, because I don't think there was that kind of offering, kind of what you're suggesting, that where even the Fox family came alongside and said, whoa, wait a minute, this thing, you know, in terms of trying to defend O'Reilly. So you go, why didn't they defend him? Okay, to your point, maybe he's a jerk. I mean, I heard some outtakes over the years where O'Reilly can get carried away, and he's very boisterous. And you know, people, you've been around people who are at the top of their game, and their egos get swelled up and that sort of thing. Now, did it extend to some sexual harassment? Well, then it's he said, she said. There's no due process here.
Mm-hmm.
Something that happened over a number of years. You also have the other side of, you know, the other side, as you mentioned, you know, there's some women that conduct themselves very sensually because they mm-hmm. see that as an offering. And if they can, if that can help them move up through the process, they will do that. I don't know that this is a situation that happened at Fox or this specifically, but we do know, I mean, what happens with sexual harassment is that is such a powerful term. It's like the N word. It stops everything.
Mm-hmm.
And you just go,
right.
Whoa, what happened here? And until you get all the facts and you ferret this stuff out, it's unfortunate that O'Reilly, I think he's going to realize that he shouldn't have gone on vacation, to your point. He needed to be there and defend himself, even though the Fox family wasn't going to defend him. And mm-hmm. he needed to rally this is a crisis management issue. And a photo op with the Pope and being away from where the activity and what was going on, I think he underestimated the power of the New York Times and the reaction of Fox, especially in light of, you know, what happened with Roger Ailes. You know, it was mm-hmm. kind of like, you know, what happened with O.J. Simpson. O.J. Simpson, after O.J. and the murders there on Bundy Drive, everybody was very sensitive about domestic abuse. I mean, and mm-hmm. if people didn't make that assessment Well, then they were going to find out the hard way. And so right now, as a result of the big payout for Roger Ailes and Fox, well, then O'Reilly, and then how many other people? And then I say, okay, what's happening on the liberal side? Is all of a sudden we're going to find out that somebody from CNN, Wolf Blitzer, has abused somebody or kind of thing. I doubt that.
But
because
with them, it doesn't affect their character. That's the thing that the left will say. But you know what? That's their private life, and that does not affect their ability to be a quality, news person, just like it didn't affect Bill Clinton's, power to be a great commander-in-chief, even though these things were going on and had been proven before he was president. You see what I'm saying? There's a double standard once again that I'm dealing with, and I'm very frustrated.
It's all that stuff. I mean, even like the five. I mean, they talk about legs, which is, of course, Kimberly Guilfoyle. And Doug Giles yesterday talked about how distracted Beckel is. Beckel might claim sexual harassment because he has to sit next to Kimberly Guilfoyle, and oftentimes you see his eyes, right in her cleavage line.
Well, and, he's a man, and I mean, these women, what they're wearing, I mean, you can't find a girl on Fox News Harley that, unless she came with a name, that doesn't have good legs.
Yeah.
They all are showing their legs all the time. A lot of them have low-cut, tops, and I've noticed, as a woman, I'm like, really? Y'all need to, come on, I mean, because a man is made differently, and so we want to dress appropriately and be modest, right?
Well, yeah, I would think, but I mean, you're like putting a red cape in front of charging bulls when you
go in
and you do this. It's like, okay, so I think it swings both ways here, so to speak. I mean, and that's the thing I could say, say about you, and people know that you and I work together in Los Angeles, was that you were always dignified. You always present yourself in such a way to where you're not pushing that aspect, and certainly you could. You're a beautiful woman. You got a great looking body, but you don't do that. And I've always maintained that it's always better to leave things up to the imagination.
Well, right. And now that I'm married, oh, dear Lord, my whole wardrobe has changed. Not that it shouldn't have been that way anyhow, but I mean, right. I'm definitely more Mother Teresa now than I've ever been, because my husband's like, I don't think so.
Yes.
I mean, I'm telling you. And I tell him now, I'm like, I can't believe that I would go in front of people in yoga pants.
Like
I look back and I just shake my head. But if somebody said something to me that was a little inappropriate, what I would say is, you're sick. Get away from me. And
yes.
I'm done. That's it for me. I'm like, you're done. Go on.
And you have a way of doing it. Something about that southern draw, because that southern draw comes out, and it's quite a bit cutting for people, like when they're off base. And you have a way to do that. And there's sadly some people who are just not trained. Kind of like we're talking about the day of dialogue. The reason we want to have these dialogues, be able to talk about this, to know how to defend yourself. But also, consider, okay, what are you... this is not to make, turn things around, but to take a holistic approach to this. What am I doing here to promote this? And I think Fox needs to, it's like they're greater than thou there. It's like, okay, but what are you doing as a entertainment entity, to participate in this? So I don't know. And maybe that's why they paid Bill O'Reilly $25 million.
Well, what we all need to learn from this as men and women in the workplace and in functioning in life is to watch what we say.
Right.
Be very careful and guard your words, because you don't want something that can be used against you. If we have a clear conscience, great, but watch what you say. And that's been a big lesson for me.
And the thing is tough, too, Lauren. I mean, think about, today, the music that's flying around and the culture, TV and movies and that sort of thing, it all breaks the rules, and it's easy to let that creep into the workplace, isn't it?
Yeah, but we can't do it. We can't have it. We have to be above and aboard all the time.
Exactly. The Lolo Girl.
Love you guys.
Yes.
Have a great weekend.
Hey, thank you so much for being with us. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the family.
Yeah.
All the chillings, everything. Give Robin a hug for me, okay?
Yeah, love you guys.
God bless. Love you, man. Bye.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 20 minutes before the top of the hour, and our next guest is back with us, Pastor Phil Hotzenpiller, a prophetic leader who is offering a faith-filled response to rising evil in our nation and world. I mean, every time you turn the TV, I mean, if it's not Paris, the Champs-Élysées, which, Pastor Phil, you guys were just there, weren't you, last year?
Yeah, we're typically in Europe every year, and so we've been able to kind of watch this this rising movement of lawlessness in Europe, and experienced it, seeing changes. There are literally cities in France that we just won't even go to anymore, and parts of Paris that are very challenging, and Marseille especially. They've just become dark almost. Right. And it's a shame, because these are beautiful, wonderful cities, wonderful people, but the failure to really arrest the lawlessness in the land has created just places that people don't want to go anymore. And
exactly.
That's what's happening. That's what's going to happen in America if there's not, you know, a strong movement of prayer and revival and a seriousness on the part of our politicians.
Without a doubt. I mean, and it's already here. I mean, we have no-go zones, as well as there's no-go zones, what they call. But I spoke with a French reporter, and she took exception to that. I said, well, that's what your own people call it, you know, a no-go zone. They don't want to go there. In fact, when I was in Israel, we couldn't go to Bethlehem. I mean, of all places, here we are with Kufi, a Christian group of pastors, and we weren't allowed to go to Bethlehem because of the lawlessness that was taking place there. In fact, a day before we left in Bethlehem, an Arab man goes and knifes to death a woman with in front of her four children. there in Bethlehem.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's amazing. I was watching a reporter the other night from Great Britain, and she was really advocating strong that we need to take in more refugees, as if that's the problem. We don't have the ability to assimilate or to vet our refugees properly. And I think that someone needs to think outside the box and think maybe there's another solution here, because we're transporting people out of their culture, out of their home. They don't want to necessarily come here. They want to be safe. And I think that needs to be the objective versus let's just shift everybody around the world and then create more of these zones where we can't control anything. We don't even know what to do. So I think you're exactly right. We're living in some very, very interesting times.
Well, Phil, it's not like there isn't empirical evidence. I mean, to your point, in recent time, after the Watts riots in Los Angeles, what did they do? They transported blacks out of their home area, and they sent them to Pomona because there was a mayor there who had a ready-made black community. It had all these buildings that were empty, and he said, okay, we'll just move them out there. So they moved them 50 miles east to Pomona, and they uproot them, and here they are. They're trying to redefine a community that had local awareness. They had family relationships, that sort of thing. Hey, I'm going to work. Keep an eye on my kid. All of a sudden, all that's gone. Juvenile delinquency goes up through the roof in Pomona. I mean, to this point, that area is still a disaster. And they upended also the divorce rate with it, because where they were in their own home community, you know, you had friends that knew about the husband. They knew about the wife. They could come alongside and support them to get through those inevitable ebbs and the waves of ups and downs that happen in any kind of marriage relationship. Divorce rate, everything was a disaster. So even in the United States and California, people can remember what happened. I mean, it's a true sociological display right there for people to understand. And now we do this on an international level. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, I think you're exactly right. And if you want a precedent, I mean, look at Yugoslavia. Mm-hmm. You got Serbia, Croatia, that was arbitrarily, lines were drawn by politicians on a big scale, right? After World War One. Mm-hmm. And what did that eventually happen? It was literally just the seedbed of conflict politically, all those years, and it finally took, you know, in the early 90s there, that explosion that took place in the conflict of between peoples. You mm-hmm. can't force peoples together and assume they're going to assimilate unless they want to assimilate. And I think what we do is when we take people and put them into another city, we're really forcing them in a sense, because you're in a desperate situation. And so we're going to put you in that, and now they're going to try to recreate the world they have to some degree. But that's not assimilation. That's a forced entry into a culture that's not going to work. And we could do that over and over again on how whether it's the UN, we could go to Israel and look at what's happening there, trying to force in a people group in terms of claiming the land that was never their land in the first place. There is no Palestinian language. There is no Palestinian monarchy. There is no Palestinian group. That was a forced scenario where trying to retake or to take back what they thought was theirs, and that's Israel.
Right. So,
historical precedent everywhere, empirical evidence everywhere.
And sadly, with the Palestinians, I mean, from an early age, I mean, you've got generations of people that have been raised with the idea that the Jews are less than. They stole the land from the Palestinians, this narrative. And then, we've got outside agents, you know, like the United States, thinking that they could be facilitators of peace there, when you have a people group that says, look at, we can have peace here, when the other group is totally gone.
Yeah. Yeah. And isn't it interesting how not only the United States, but really nations of the world seem to make it their objective to try to bring peace to a country that's smaller than the state of New Jersey.
Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, think about just the irony of that. That is, it is almost laughable. Mm-hmm. So the good thing about it is it points to the significance of the land, that it is it is not just the center of a lot of religious groups. It is the center of God's hand. It is the place that God has called. In fact, as far as I know in the Bible, it's the only city he calls his.
Yes.
Jerusalem.
So that's where his name is, a spiritual contested
land because of the prophetic significance of it. And that's why there's so much happening in that part of the world.
And how can you deal with a spiritual issue in a temporal context?
You can't. You really can't in terms of not politically. I mean, politics is something we all love and hate. I mean, it's one of those wonderful experiences of life. But if you go back and trace back, God never intended that to be the case. He intended for his people to operate under a theocracy where God was going to fight the battles, God was going to provide, and God was going to direct. And, you know, Israel just was determined to have a king and be like other nations. And these are the consequences of wanting to be like everybody else. And so when America tries to be like everybody else and try to maintain values of people apart from a Judeo-Christian foundation, we're going to have conflict.
Well, Phil, your book that's going to be released this summer, One Nation Under God Without Law, The Rise of Lawlessness, The End Times and the Power of Hope. At every turn, we see lawlessness just gaining more and more momentum as we head more and more to end times, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, these are interesting days, Bill, and only God knows the outcome of it when it's finally said and done. Amen.
But as you say, the call to action for the light bearers and people of faith is?
It is. I mean, we've got a call to action to bring heaven to earth, bring heaven down to earth, and to demonstrate the power of the gospel everywhere we go.
Well, Pastor Phil Hotzenpiller, founder of Influence Church of Anaheim Hills, considered an expert in the field of end time prophecy. Pastor Phil, always great to have you with us. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Bill.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Hey, D.C., there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with the American 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. You know, ongoing studies by the American Culture and Faith Institute show that Americans are generally dissatisfied with a variety of aspects of life in the U.S. in addition to their disenchantment with the morals and values of most Americans. Adults also have widespread concerns about living conditions and circumstances in the country. Last year, the rule of thumb was about 7 out of 10 said we're on the wrong track. I guess according to ACFI's latest report, it's now 6 out of 10 agree that America is on the wrong track. Executive Director of the American Culture and Faith Institute, George Barna, is with us. He's filled executive roles in politics, marketing, advertising, media development, research, and ministry. George, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
Doing well. Good to be back with you, Bill.
Hey, let's talk about this latest research, what it's telling us about adults satisfied with religious freedom, but not much else these days.
Well, it's kind of interesting because during the course of the campaign over the last 2 years, there were a lot of organizations that were trying to help people understand that so many of our religious freedoms are eroding. And the people that were really being targeted for understanding that were those who were most devoted to their Christian faith. Mm-hmm. And yet what this survey is finding is that not only did that not really catch on during the course of the campaign, but right now when we look at, we tested 18 different aspects of people's lives, and the one that came out on top, the thing they were most satisfied with, is the amount of religious freedom they have available. So that message about, hey, you know, if you look at all the court cases that are taking place related to same-sex marriage, abortion, transgender rights, school choice, and more, that message hasn't sunk in that that's really about your religious freedoms being taken away. Mm-hmm. People are thinking, ah, it's just a bunch of lawyers fighting in court.
Right. Well, could some of the influence here, George, because I've heard, you know, people coming in from Europe where religious freedom is really stifled, even in the case of Muslims. I've heard Muslims say, you know, I feel better. I have more religious freedom here in the United States than I did in my Arab country that I came from.
Well, that's possible, except for the fact that Americans don't really understand too much about what goes on in other countries. Mm-hmm. We see little snippets every once in a while on the news, and we make inferences from that. But when we do testing about what people really grasp about life in other countries around the world, what we find is that, by and large, we don't really pay attention to other nations very much, you know, unless it's North Korea and they're saying they're going to bomb us.
Right.
But apart from that, I mean, we don't really know anything even about life
in North Korea. So,
right.
I don't know that it's much of a comparative thing here with other countries so much as maybe it's a comparison with what they're experiencing elsewhere here in the country. You know, when we look at the things they were most dissatisfied with, they were things like race relations, moral conditions, the performance of federal government officials. In those cases, only about one out of every four Americans were saying, yeah, I'm satisfied with what's going on there. Mm-hmm. Here in the case of religious freedom, two out of three said, yeah, things are great.
Well, what about morals and values, George? What did you find there in terms of, because at the very root of all this is what our founding fathers said, that our Constitution was designed for people of moral and values. If that's eroding, we're certainly seeing, you know, the kind of fruit that's on display from the breakdown of morality and values in our country, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely. And when we talk to people about a variety of different values and morals and whether or not they're satisfied with where those things are at, what we found, for instance, related to values, only about 4 out of every 10 Americans said that they feel satisfied with what's going on in terms of values. Fewer than that even said that they're satisfied with the way that values and viewpoints are taught in the public schools. When we look at moral conditions, only 24% say that they're satisfied with the moral conditions of the country. So those things are very troubling to Americans. And yet, when you look at the things that religious freedom relates to, and some of the implications, as we were mentioning a few moments ago, related to same-sex marriage, transgender rights, etc., but many people, I guess, don't see the connection between those things.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, speaking of values, break it down a little bit more. What values are people holding to or seeing that, or at least saying are most important that seem to be deteriorating?
Well, there are a number of things that we saw. I mean, a lot of it has to do with their sense of fairness mm-hmm. in life. And so the thing that they were most pleased with was the fairness of police when they enforced the law. But even there, only about half of Americans said they were pleased with or satisfied with what's going on there. They don't feel, for instance, that the court system is fair. They're concerned about the levels of acceptance and tolerance on college campuses. They do not believe that marriages have the levels of strength and reliability that they ought to have. A little bit less than 4 out of 10 Americans were satisfied with that. Same thing in terms of compassion toward other people. You know, more than 6 out of 10 Americans do not feel satisfied with the levels of compassion that we have toward each other. We look at honesty and integrity as demonstrated by the mainstream news media. Mm-hmm. Only about 1 out of 3 are satisfied with that. We look at accessibility to financial opportunities to all people. Again, only about 1/3 feel that that's where it needs to be. We looked at, race relations in America. Treating other people, you know, appropriately regardless of their race, only 1 out of 4 Americans are satisfied with that. So you run down the list, and pretty quickly you can see that even if you take a moral principle and then start to apply it to different arenas of life, different dimensions of life that we experience every day, people are really concerned that we're not making those connections.
George, are they thinking that the system is rigged, that it's a systemic deal, or are they seeing anything that they need to do in terms of, you know, great observation, but what's the conclusion here?
Yeah, I mean, what was most interesting to me was that when we looked at levels of satisfaction across all 18 factors, what we found is that the people that were least satisfied with where we're at in terms of morals, values, lifestyles, and whatnot were the people that opposite ends of the continuum, at the far ends of the continuum, those people who have a biblical worldview, and at the other end, those people who are skeptics, you know, who would have a very highly secularized worldview, do not believe that faith should play any part in people's lives. It's the people who are most passionate and have thought through most clearly, regardless of their conclusion, what they believe, who seem to be most concerned about life in America. But if you look at it, people with a biblical worldview, the integrated disciples, those are only 10% of the population. Skeptics, 20% of the population. Put them together, you've only got 30% It's the 70% that are somewhere in that middle who generally don't have very clear or strong points of view, generally don't fight for a particular outcome related to morals and values. That's where the real issues are, particularly for the people on the ends, on the people at the ends of the continuum. They're the ones who are saying, you know what, you got to clarify who you are, what you believe, what matters, and then go out and do something about it.
Exactly.
But that falls on deaf ears for most.
Well, when you have 7 out of 10 nearly, or two-thirds of the people that are pretty much, they're just kind of sleeping through life here, it seems.
Yeah, I mean, for a lot of people, survival is the name of the game. They're trying to figure out how to make all their payments, how to keep the family together, how to maintain their job, how to buy a house if they have one, how to keep the house. You know, those are the kinds of things that are foremost on their mind, along with entertainment. How can I, at the end of the day, do something that I can afford, that makes me feel comfortable, helps me relax? But what we're finding is that beyond those kinds of issues, there's not a whole lot of time left over in their minds for what else is happening in the world around them.
Well, and that was pointed out here the other night. There was a professor that was on Fox and just saying that people are just, you know, too busy with living life. They really don't care about what's happening in politics, that this is all kind of a non-issue. And sadly, and it seems to be reinforced by the study, that he's probably more right than wrong.
Yeah, we consistently find that people are very distracted. And, you know, we talk about being an ADD society where we're like a pinball bouncing from one issue to another, but not political issues. They're personal issues. When it comes to politics, yes, you've got a group of people who pay close attention to what's going on politically, but they're the aberration in America. Most people, every 4 years or so, when there's a presidential race, they'll pay attention. But, you know, in a year and a half, we're going to have our next midterm election, and what we'll see is that the percentage of Americans who are registered to vote and will turn out to vote is going to drop dramatically. And then when you look at those people who vote, they really know very, very little about
exactly.
the candidates whom they're voting for and the other issues and initiatives that may be on the ballot. So, yeah, politics is very much of a sideline in America.
You know, I find it quite interesting, George, because, you know, people that know me, they know what I do. They always want to talk about, they love talking about politics, but they don't want to put any effort in. I mean, it's like a bunch of bumper sticker comments is what I refer to them, because there's no substance. Their awareness level is about the thickness of a bumper sticker, and I'm not trying to be condescending by no means, but it's just, you know, to your point, they're not that all that interested, really, and all that involved.
Yeah, everybody's got their little elevator speech for a range of, like, 6 to 8 issues. And if you go beyond those 6 to 8 issues, they may glaze over. They may not even know it's an issue.
Exactly.
And with those 6 to 8, yeah, they get a couple sentences.
Well, George, we're out of time. Tell everybody real quick the website they can go to.
Culturefaith.com would be the place.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Sick and tired of